The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
We have another din in the dine momenis of Pidyon HaBen over here, which opens up for us different important yisoidis, legabe, we discussed in the previous year, yisoidis of kinyoni kesef, bechlal kinyon lachazman, legabe the sugim nisachlu. Here we're going to discuss another prat, that's negea, what the definition of kesef is. We discussed previously the idea of not every penny earned, not every penny saved is a penny earned. If I give somebody that I'm not going to be tevei him a choiv, that he owes me, he might be $100 richer, because he's not going to lose that $100, but did I actually give him $100? So we learned legabi kinyi kesef, maybe that the idea of him getting $100 is true, but it's not called that I did a maisa of giving him $100, in which case by kedushin it wouldn't work. Mekadosh melove enim ukudeshes pidyon haben. If I'm poida with a choiv on the coin, I give him that I won't be tevea, I'm giving him the choiv. That's not called I'm giving him. It's not a maisa of mesiris kesef. Let's discuss this from a different angle. And this is the Gemara in Daf Nun Aleph, which is also brought in Ksubas Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. Kosav l'koyin shu chayev loy chomesh sloim. A Yisrael doesn't have chomesh sloim in his pocket. He's mechayev himself to give the koyin at a future date. He writes him out that he's going to give him chomesh sloim. Chayev litin loy hay sloim. So he was mechayev himself. He's mechayev if he signed a piece of paper. And by the way, this in English has a very straightforward name. It's called a check. I write a koyin a check that I'm going to give him chomesh sloim in a week from now. A check basically is that. I'm writing him that I'm going to give him the money. Now how am I going to give him the money? I'm not going to see the guy again. When I go into a store and I sign a check, the simple understanding of a check, it's a whole discussion halachically how to look at a check, but the simple understanding of a check is that I'm signing him, I'm mechayev myself, that I owe him $5. By the way, I give him the wherewithal to collect that $5. How do I do that? I tell them to go to the bank, and the bank sees my shtar, and they give him money that's mine, and they give it to him. That's one way of understanding a check. We'll get back to maybe different ways of understanding a check and what the implications, the ramifications of that will be. In any case, the Gemara Ba'el says, Kosov l'koyin shu chayev loy, chayev litin lehesloim, ve'en b'nai podu. It doesn't work for Pidyon HaBen. He'll have to, he's chayiv to give him, he'll have to be paid then, when he gives him, in 2 weeks later, when he pays him up to chomesh sloim, that's when the pidyon will take place. Kedei, the Gemara says, shalo yoimru poidim b'shtoris. It sounds like a din d'rabbanon. What's the din d'rabbanon exactly? Does it work? Does it not work? L'chayra, the pshat is that the posh, the pshat in the Gemara is, kedei shalo yoimru poidim b'shtoris, that pidyon b'shtoris does not work. The Rabbanon is that even then, when he pays up the shtar, the check, the shtar is chayvus that he wrote him, even then it won't work. That's the Rabbanon, but the etzem writing a shtar, to be mechayiv, all does not work even midderaisa, because that the goes even when you actually pay the cash. That's l'chayr the pshat in the Gemara. The Rashba, in Kedushin of Hei, uses this Gemara to ask a Tmiya Tzuma on Rashi. Rashi, the way it's a whole Cheshbon, the Gemara over there in Kedushin of Hei, but the way Rashi learns the Gemara of, over there, Poydin Mishtar, at the beginning of Daf Hei in Kedushin, Rashi learns the Gemara that the Gemara makes a pircha on Pidyon Hegdash Maase Sheni, that those types of pidyonis do not work when you sign a shtar choiv. That means, let's say somebody wants to be paid a property, or he wants to, from Hegdish, or he wants to be paid the produce from Maaseh Sheni, that should be chulin, and he'll take the money and he'll eat it be kedusha in Yerushalayim. So what does he do? He wants to write a check. So he writes out on himself a personal check, he signs a check, and he gives it over to the gizbar of Hegdish. It does not work. And the Gemara seems to say, Masha Enkein, Masha ain't can be kedushin. Rashi understands that means that by kedushin it does work. Frek the Rashba that we have a Gemara Mufureshis and Bukhari's Dafnun Aliv, that this does not work by Pidyon HaBen. Writing a shtar hetzchayvus on oneself does not work for Pidyon HaBen. What's the pshat the Rashba says? The Rashba says like this. The Rashba says he uses the concept of mona ain't kan mashkin ain't kan, which means that if somebody would want to be Mekadosh an Isha, not by giving her $100, not by giving her a ring, but what he does is he gives her a mashkin. He says to Isha, I'll give you $100 for the Kedushin. Right now, I'm not just promising you, I want to marry you right now. I don't want you to be available for somebody to come along in another month and be Mekadosh you. I'm being Mekadosh you now. I don't have what to give you. What I'm doing is I'm giving you my watch as a mashkin, and the money will be given to you later on. The Gemara says, money ain't kam mashkin ain't kam. The pshad is that you're not really giving anything. What you're doing is you're giving something in order to create, in order to make Kiddushin, you have to give something of value. You have to give something. A mashkin makes sense when there's an existing koiv. Somebody owes me $100. So he gives me his watch as a mashkin, as coverage, as leverage, as a lien on that koiv, as an ability to collect the koiv. But in order to make the Kiddushin, in order for the Kiddushin to be chal, to make the achiv of giving $100, you have to create it, you have to give over something. You're not really giving it. Because the watch that he's giving her is not really giving her, he's giving her only to cover for a choiv, and what created the choiv only if the Kiddushin is chal? What makes the Kiddushin chal if you give her something? So it's just going around in a circle. You can't create a Kiddushin without giving her something, and this is only called giving something if there's an existing financial arrangement between the two of them that this is being given for. Without that, you didn't start, you're probably going round and round on the same wheel. So the Rajva says, what am I doing when I'm signing somebody a check? When I'm signing somebody a check for Pinyan Ben, am I actually giving him something? Is that called that I'm giving him money? That's not called giving somebody. The person will be $100 richer in the future. Okay, so in a month, we'll talk. When the person gives him the $100, then he'll be $100 richer. Right now, he didn't get anything. Now, you could argue and say, no, what do you mean? If somebody has in his hand a promissory note, he has a check, that he'll get money in a month from now, isn't that cool that he's already holding on to money? Might not be as surefire as having the real deal, as having a $5 bill, as having a $100 bill. But he's holding in his hand something that's worth money. He's holding in his hand the ability to collect $100. Why is that not called getting kesef? But in Rajba state, that's not called giving somebody kesef. The Rajba would be true, says the Ktois and Simikov Tzadiks have gotten involved, that the Rajba's opinion would hold true even when we're talking about buying a field. This is not per se in Kedushin opinion. But the Rajba, that's not called signing a shtar skivus on oneself, is not called giving kesef. It's not called giving kesef. You're giving a promise, a hischaivus, to give kesef. But giving over a shtar chayv on oneself is not called giving kesef. By the way, we'll add that the Ktois in a different place, in Sim Kuf Aleph, Sivkot and Beis, discusses a machlokes Rishonim. If somebody owes me $100, so we discussed in previous shiurim the idea of a shibud that when he owes me $100, I have a schus in his nechosim. So we understand the concept, I have a schus in his real estate, in his karka, maybe midaraisa in the metaltlin, we discussed in the previous year, maybe is that deraisa, is that derabonin wumafkia, or even deraisa maybe, v'achabonim in his karkois, I have a shibud. What about, let's say, besides what he has his car, and he has his watch, and he has the pots and pans in his house, and he has the house that he's living in. Karka and metaltlin. Besides that, he has something else which is worth money. He has shtori choivos that somebody else owes him money. Are those shtori choivos meshubit to me? Meaning say, look, are they his assets? His assets are meshubit to me because he owes me $100. Okay, so the shtori choivos that he owns are also meshubit to me. Those are also his assets. So machlekes v'shenim whether shibud can be chal on the shtori choivos that are in the possession of the loiva. The one who holds with other Rishonim that Shtori Chavis are not Meshuvid is the Rajba. And L'choira, the way that it says explains everything, Kofal of the Rajba L'shitosa. The Rajba holds that having a Shtar Chav that says that you owe somebody $100, not called you have money. It's called you have the ability, the surety, the guarantee, the edus, whatever terminology you want to use for it, it's called you have a way to get $100. It's called you have $100? No. What's meshubit to me from Yenna, from the loiva, is only his properties, only his assets. This is not an asset. This is an asset that somebody else has. This is my guy's ability to get those assets. That doesn't become meshubit to me. I only have a lien on his assets. His nechosim are meshubit to me, not his ability to get somebody else's nechosim. But we could argue on the Rajma, the Rishonim over there that argue, and they hold, the Shulchan Aruch brings 2 days in Sibul Kuf Aleph, according to the other opinion, having a shtar choyv that somebody else owes you $100 is called you have $100. Maybe it's not worth $100 because it's not 100% guaranteed. So it's worth 70, 80, 60, whatever price you want to give it, you go to a collection agency to be mishaya how much it's worth in terms of, how surefire it is collecting that choyv. It's not worth $100. Okay. But it's worth. That's called having money. So it's mishubit. Oy bazoy, then over here also, luchar, one could argue on the Rajma. And one could say that having a shtachov, writing a shtachov against oneself is called giving somebody something worth money. I'm giving somebody that he has an ability to collect from me money. That's called I gave him something. The Rajba says no. Again, the Rajba builds his piece on a Gemara by Yosem B'Chayos Daf Nun Aleph. So we'll have to figure out what to do with the Gemara in B'Chayos that would make it not necessarily machriach. That would be true in Mekkah Chumemka. That's what we're going to try to do now. The Rajma himself proves in the Gemara Mechayis that that's not called giving money. Having a shtar choyv written on oneself, giving somebody in plain English, writing a check, a personal check to somebody is not called paying with money. It's called saying that you will pay with money when the check will be cashed. But derweil, you didn't pay the person money. That's the Rajma's opinion. Other Rishonim argue. Rashi, like we said in Kiddushin of Hekrili, argues. So what do we do with the Gemara in B'chayus? So, truth be told, the Taz and the Shach and Yerodei Shunhei in Hilchos Pidyon HaBen do away with the Kasha by saying, and that's why I pointed out when we read the Gemara, that the Gemara is only the simple reading of the Gemara. They want to read the Gemara that it's not that they were goyzer likishe yipode, that the Pidyon is not good. But really, when the Shtar Eschayvus is written, that's not good midaraisa. They read that the whole thing is derabbanon. They read that the whole Gemara is derabbanon, and they understand that really midin Torah is called kesef. It's only midirabbanon that it's not kesef. They were goyza. We'll explain why. But they were goyza only midirabbanon, and the pidyon haben that's would be good deraisa. So that's the opinion of the Shach and the Taz. Rabbi Seinu, the Ktzois, we'll discuss the Mahalchim of the Ktzois, the Mechaz Chinuch and Reb Chaim, that all clearly understand the Pashto of the Gemara the way we said it, that the Gemara is saying that the writing Ishtar Eschayvus on oneself is not a form of giving over 5 sloim. And now we have to know, if we go with the Rashi, so we said, that's not called Kesef. But if we go with Rashi, and it seems like we said, Machlek Tushen Legabi Shibudim, so then we'll have to explain why by Pidyon HaBen specifically is it not Kesef, and like I'll be buying a piece of land, would it be cool that I'm giving cash? If I write a check against myself, I take out a personal check and I sign it over for a house, I sign a check for $250,000, the property is now mine, I've paid for it. Not I've been mischayev myself to pay later on, I've paid already by writing out a shtar eschayvus. One thing the Ktzoy says, like we said in Kuf Tzadik Sivkot Vov, is the Ktzoy says that be'etzem, writing a shtar eschayvus on oneself is kesef. Why by Pidyon HaBen? Not, he says, a technical reason. By Pidyon HaBen, the klal is that you have to be paid with Dovar Metaltav Gufay Momen. The Gemara learns out by us that it has to be, something which is Gufay Momen, and it has to be Metaltav. Doesn't mean it's not Kesef, it means it's not Gufay Momen. Meaning, what is the Momoin that I'm giving somebody when I write a check against myself? Am I giving him something which is be'etzem worth money? Or I'm giving him something which is an emtsoi to get something gufi momoin? So that's a technical halacha. L'moshe by pidyon ma'aseh, it also doesn't work. It has to be done with a gufi momoin. Or eino no b'shtoris. The same idea. The Gemara says that if a person sells something, there's a halacha of eino. Oino means with somebody overcharged, somebody undercharged, the disadvantaged party can be mevatel the mekach, or he could demand back the money that he was over or undercharged. Until a sixth of the price. Shtus. The Gemara says over there that it's learnt out from the wording of the Psukim and Pashas Bahar, that's vidal mevatel the gufei mamon. If somebody overcharges somebody on a personal, on a shtar, he sells a shtar choyv. Shtachov has a certain amount of value. He sells that over, underprice, a piece of karka. Dova metaltav gufi mom. Doesn't mean it's not worth money. A house is worth money. But lamaisa, there's no din of oino on it. So too, you can't use property, karka, for pidyon haben. It also has to be dova, that's metaltav gufi mom, and over here also. The second mahalach of the ktois, you would have to understand why the Rajba holds not that way. That means that the Rajba, l'chayra, if we misamik a little bit, the Rashba would tell you that Behechreach, a shtar choiv is called, you didn't give the person anything. It's not called you gave him something which is not gufei mamon. Why? Because if we would say that a shtar choiv, holding on to a piece of paper that says that you could go to a bank, is worth money, so then the pshat is the piece of paper itself has value. It's not just that the piece of paper is an emtsoi to collect the money. It's dovah shebemomen. It's not just a hechetimtza that later on you'll be able to get money for the amount that's written in the check, but the check itself is worth money. To the extent that the check is money, then it's gufei mamon. The knetcha, the ktois, is to say that it's momoin, but it's not gufei momoin. It's momoin insofar that it's holding on to the ability to collect from somebody else's. It's an emtsoi, but it's momoin. The Rashba says, no. If it's momoin, then it's gufei momoin. Because the check itself is worth money. I would point out, there's a discussion, the poskim is manazeh, just l'sabas oizen. How taka to look at a check? The pashtus, like we said, of a check is, you're writing out a shtar hischaivus, and it's a shtar. You're writing a personal note of obligation on yourself, and you're writing it out. Now, you're also giving him inherently in the shtar the ability to go to your bank account to collect it. There's edus, you have your chesimus yad on the shtar. You're giving him the ability to go collect from your bank account. The bank will honor that because they see your signature telling them to give over $100 that's in your bank account to the fellow who's the bearer of the check. The same way the old dollar bill said to the bearer of this note, if it's not a, you know, if it's a check that's collectible in the Bank of America, connected to the gold standard. Others want to say that since a check has become such a common form of commerce, when I say it has become, I'm saying this share in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, people pass back and forth personal checks, and it certainly was that way before credit cards and debit cards, etc. came into vogue. But in the pre-credit card world, a check was considered that's gufei mamon. People passed on third party, fourth party, fifth party checks. A person would come into a school and pay schar limud. The check would pass it on to a food supplier who would pass it to a bus company who would then pass it to another food supplier who would cash the check. So they looked at that as a dollar bill. If that's true, that's gufei mamon. But if we say that a check is only an emtsoi to collect eventually from the bank, and it's only a hischaivus, so that's not gufei mamon. That would seem to be toluy in this machlokes Rashba and the Rashi. So the Ktzois points out the way to say pshan Rashi is by saying that a check is mamon, but it's not gufei mamon. The Rashba holds, to the extent that it's mamon, it'll be gufei mamon. Behechrech, you'll have to say, that's called you gave nothing. All you're doing is you're committing yourself to give later on. He holds that a check is not more than a guarantee that you'll give him the money later on when it's collected from the bank account, not more than that. That's the machlokes Rashba and Rashi. Another mahalak, the Ktzois, wants to say, Bidas Rashi, is even if you say that it's gufei mamon, he says, but what's the gufei mamon? The Rashba says, let's break that down. It's not the piece of paper that's gufei mamon. The gufei mamon inherent in a check, in a shtar, is that a shtar makes a shibud kakois. So when I write a personal check, I walk into a shoe store and I write a personal check for a pair of shoes for $150, I write a check, a personal check. What I'm doing is I'm making a shtar that's mishabed my property, my house. So what I'm doing is I'm giving the owner of the shoe store a kinyan, so to speak, a shibud chatzi kinyan in my house. That's gufei mamon. But it's gufei mamon of karka. And karka doesn't work for pidyan ben. We said the two exceptions to mois being used pidyan ben, you can be paid to b'shava kesef, but not dovasheni gufei mamon and not karka. So it's momoin, but it's not gufei momoin. It's gufei momoin, I'm sorry, but it's gufei momoin of karka. The gufei momoin is gufei the kinyan that he has in somebody else's karka. It doesn't work for pidyan aben. But look, I'll be buying a house. If I buy a house by giving you the ability, the lien, the chatzi kinyan in my house that I have, gesundheit, why not? Why shouldn't that work? And those are the two deos in Shulchan Aruch, Hashem Mishu Kuf Tzadik, whether shtar, works, shtar has chayv salatzma, works for being kind of karka. That's the ktsois. A third point that the ktsois makes, which is already besoif tvarv, is to be mechalik between shtar didein, shtar shalachem. Says, even if you want to argue, you want to say that a check is not gufei mamon. And you want to say that it's not gufei mamon at all. Not just it's gufei mamon, but it's karka, and not that it's not gufei mamon, but it doesn't work for you. I mean, you want to say that's not mamon. A shtar is not momen. See, he says like this. He says, that's only when I'm writing. He says, there's a mokum lechalik that when I'm giving you somebody else's shtar, that means like this. I have a check from somebody else. When I want to pay you for a car, $25,000. I pull out a check that somebody else wrote me because he bought something for me for $25,000, and I want to give that to you. Is that called, am I giving you something? It says over there, what am I giving you? I have the ability to collect from him, so I gave you over the ability to collect from him, that's all. I didn't give you more than what I had. I didn't give you anything per se. I gave you the raya to be able to collect from somebody else. Masha Inkin says, the Ktois, we could hear that if you write a shtar against yourself, that's called Yekesa. So again, the Ktois is mislab in different ways to explain the Rashi, either by saying that shtar didei is called kesef, shtar dachem is not called kesef, and the Gemara over here by us in Bechor Tafnun Aleph, we're talking about shtar didei. Why is it not kesef? We'll say one of two things: either it's not kesef because it's not kesef at all. That's what the Rashi says. But that's Rashi kedushin of hey is mavur that it'll work for gushin. We'll have to say that either it's not gufay mamim, or it's gufay moment, but the gufay moment is the shibud of the karkois, and that's good for kedushin. That's not good for pidyon hapeh. The Mechitz Chinuch says it takes a different approach, and he says a chap. He says specifically by pidyon hapeh, it doesn't work. Even the mashal, if you'd have a different place of we need gufay moment, a shtar would be called gufay moment. He says, what's the problem by pidyon hapeh? The problem by pidyon hapeh is that writing a shtar his chayvus against oneself is called you're giving somebody $100 only when you create on yourself. You walk into a store. You don't owe the guy behind the counter $100, but you walk in to buy a pair of shoes. You owe him $150. No, you want to buy the shoes. I'll only give you the shoes if you pay $150. So you have to either give him, or you have to commit to yourself, or you have to give him the ability to collect from you $150. Otherwise, he's not going to sell you the pair of shoes. But what happens, let's say I already owed somebody $150. What did I add to that by writing him a check for $150? In our mindset, where we're not trying to be magdi things halakhically, it's called, let's say if I owe money to a gemach. I owe money to somebody, I write him out a check, oh, the chayv is paid. Where's the chayv paid? I owed him $100, I still owe him $100. What did I write him? I wrote him on a piece of paper that he could collect the money. Okay, so he has a way to collect the money. But still a choyv. Choyv wasn't paid. It's only if you hold that a shtar is mamish called, like we said, maybe it's called mamish giving somebody money, so then you could say that chayfetz is called that I paid him shove kesef, and shtot, you know, for the choyv. But if you look at the shtar as his chayvus, as an ability to collect, would we say that's called I paid him $150? I owe him $150 anyways. So now I wrote him the vayter that I owe him. All I did was, it's double talk. All I did was, I said, yes, I owe him $150 and I'm meshabbing myself to pay. You were meshubit to pay. It says, by Kiddushin, if he's meshabbing himself to the issue with the shtar koiv, that's called he's giving her something. He's giving her the hishtabdus of $150. He gave her money. By pidyon hapeh, you owe the money anyways. Now, the Michas Chinuch is not as simple as it seems. Seemingly, the Ktois doesn't hold that way. The Rajma certainly doesn't hold that way. V'yasan Rashi, the reason for that is because you are really creating something. Let's think about that for a second. Who do you owe money to before? You owe to all the Kahanim. Right now, you wrote a Shtar Koyim specifically to Yankel HaKoyin Schwartzman. If that's the case, then you mishabed yourself to him, to Yankel. Meshabed yourself to Yankel HaKoyin, you are creating something. You meshabed yourself to Yankel HaKoyin for the choy that you owe to everybody. So it's not just double talk. So that's why the Michas Chinuch's taina is not so buchrach. But that's his understanding. Maybe that kneish, maybe that's machlokes Rashi in the Rashba. Whether that's called you're adding something by specifically being meshabed yourself to the specific koyin. We might argue, we could clear theoretically, pidyon hapeh when you owe all the kahanim. It's called you owe a vague koyin, or it's called each koyin is a potential, has a potential ability to grab that and say he's the koyin. By the way, we're not getting too far off track, but that seems to be a machlokes when you open up a mitzvah vavam and beis. When a person is holding on to something, talk for koyin, where there's an animal that's a bechor, and it's questionable whether he has to give it to a kohen. So a kohen grabbed. Talk for a kohen. Mitzimiyadeh. Famous shaila in dini momenis in buchzokis. Taisa says, wait a second. Even if talk for a kohen, ain mitzimiyadeh. But who gave that kohen the right to collect? And Taisa discusses back and forth whether we could say that that kohen, if you don't want to pay, you don't want to give it to any kohen. So that kohen will be the one to claim. He'll step into Shevet Kohen's shoes and he'll say he's the one. If that's true, so then maybe you're not adding anything when you write a check to a kohen, because as soon as you designate him the kohen, so then he was the kohen the whole time. But if we say you owe money to some vague tribal shevet hakehanim, so then when you're miyachid to be mishabed yourself to one kohen, you're actually creating something. You're creating hishtabdus to that specific kohen. So l'chor, that would be the mokim lodun in what the Michas Sinuch says. One last mahaloch, we'll say over what Reb Chaim Brisker says. Reb Chaim Brisker said more of a Brisker k'neche. He said, even if you want to get away from all the tainis, it's momen, it's gufe, momen v'chule, it should work. It should work by everything else but b'chor. You know why? He says, by b'chor, and this is an important word, like I mean, what we discussed in previous shurim, that b'chor is not just that you owe this koyin five sloim. B'chor, what's going on is you have to be poyde the ben. We call it pidyon ben. What are you being poyde? You understand, Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni, you take off the Kedusha. Pidyon Petach Hamor, you take the Kedusha off the Hamor by being poided onto a cell. What are you being poided when you poided your son? So it sounds like there's Kedusha on the son. The meaning of the Kadmoinim, the Goinim Umetakin, the Kohen takes the baby on Nebuch, the poor kid, on the silver tray, covered with the jewelry and the garlic and everything, and the Kohen takes, he says, my boy is a tvei. The son now belongs to me. You want your kid? Do you want $5? Do you want to handle? Do you want to do business? It seems like there's some type of kedusha, some type of bailus of the kohen in the child. When we would read the psukim in the chumash, we would say all it is a choiv. Of a state lomaisa, the goyim understood from that nusach that there is some type of something in the child. If that's true, then you have to be poida. Says Reb Chaim, pidyon by definition means that it has to be chal when you're poida. It's not just that you're paying hegdish $100. When you give Hegdish $100 and you pay the Bede Kabayis, the Kedusha from the Bede Kabayis has to be Chal on the Behemah. He says, Ashtar Chayv is money. But where do you want, when you pay the Vlad, when you pay the child, where do you want the Kedusha of the child to be Chal? On the Shtar? The Shtar just means money is going to get later on. There's nothing there for it to be Chal on. So pidyon it's not, chil it's not. So Reb Chaim's brisket knedge, pidyon abendik, it's maybe the most pidyon abendik terrors of all the mahalchon that we discussed, that's Reb Chaim. So we discussed two, three, ideas from the ktsois. We linked that up with other places where we see this concept of a shtar chayv. Is it called a check? Is it called you sign money? Is it not called you sign money? We discussed the Michas Chinuch of creating a hischaivus as opposed to just guaranteeing that which was mechuyev anyways. And we discussed Reb Chaim whether writing a check would be called a pidyon, a chilul of that, of the kedusha that's in the vlad. We'll add one more point, which I always like to add when discussing the halachic parameters of what a check is that one very practical nafkamina between writing a check, how we define, what is it when I'm writing somebody a check? Am I giving him something that's goofy moment? Am I giving him, I signed a check for $100. Now nobody would pay $100 for the check because the check could bounce. You could lose the piece of paper. The piece of paper could get wet. You won't be able to, it's not worth $100. So it's worth, I don't know, depending on how stable the person's finances, it's worth $85, $90. But there, if you have a check, it's as good as cash. All you have to do is go to the bank. It's a tircha with a minute risk factor. So let's, for argument's sake, say that somebody would pay for a $100 check, he would pay $90. Let's picture the following scenario. Somebody standing in a busy street, and he has to buy something, in an emergency, he has to buy something from a store that will refuses to take checks. He desperately needs some cash. $75, $85, $90 in cash. There's a Yid walking by on the street, and he says to him, Reb Yid, could you lend me $100? He says, do I know you? It's midtown Manhattan. Do I know you from someplace? How am I going to get back the money? So he says, I'll write you a check. Could you give me cash and I'll write you a check? He says, look, you want me to take a risk. You want me to have to be matrich to go to the bank to cash it. If you give me a check for $100, I'll give you $90 cash. Now we understand the piece of paper is only worth $90. So he's paying him $90 for that $100. That's one way of looking at it. If we say that a check is a chefetz, a dover that's worth $90, but there's a different way of looking at it also. You know what really happened? The guy walking down the street lent him $90, and the fellow who writes the check is guaranteeing him, he's telling him that he could collect $100 from his bank account. There's a halva of $90 with a guarantee to pay $100. In Hebrew, that's called ribbis. And it might be ribbis deraisa. One of the poskim of today wants to say that there's a chilik between personal checks in Eretz Yisrael and America. In Eretz Yisrael, we said before, personal checks are bandied about like chafetzim, not just like cash. If that's the case, then we can look at a check not as just a his chayvus to pay the money later on. It's not just a shtar koiv, but it's a dover b'shel gufay momen. If that's true, so then he sold a chayfetz, which is worth $90 for $90. $100 check is worth $90. In America, since a lot of stores don't take personal checks and nobody's really passing on second, third, fourth party checks. If that's true, so then a check is not a dover shel gufay momen. It's not a chayfetz worth money. All it is an ability to collect from his bank account. That's ribbis. Ribbis deraisa. That's an important nafkimina lahalocha in that scenario. And the scenario is quite lamaisidik. So this is a summary of some of the dinim of shtaras chayvus, of writing a check. How to define writing a check. Binegei pidin ben, kiddushin, and mekachumem kabachlam.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.